ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, first and foremost, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise Almighty Allah سبحانه وتعالى and send salutations upon our noble master Muhammad Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. We would like to continue from where we had left off regarding the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام. And we discussed what is the status of Anbiya, the fact that they are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that nubuwwat is not something which is kasbi, it is not something which is earned or earned through wealth, through status, through lineage, but rather a person is chosen by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a Nabi. Also, we said that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are sinless. That is our belief, that they do not commit and they are free from all types of sin. And they are the only ones who are free from sin. There is nobody else who is free from sin. No other imam, no other scholar, no other buzrug. No matter how pious they are, no matter what status they hold. Yes, we respect the scholars of deen tremendously. But we have to keep it in perspective that the scholars and the righteous ones among us are human beings, and they are susceptible to committing sin. They are not above the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in that regard, or in any other regard for that matter. So this is the Anbiya. Then we discussed with regard to the Ulul Azm, those Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam who hold a special status among the galaxy of Anbiya. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and of course our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, as was discussed, was born without the agency of a father or a mother, and therefore Allah Ta'ala created him with his very own hands. Allah Ta'ala then presented him to the angels and asked him to prostrate. It was at that point when Shaytan, Iblis, refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, which caused him to be the accursed. Then with regard to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, he was born without the agency of a human father. He was miraculously born of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, alayhi salatu wassalam, and he had no father. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam did not yet die a physical death. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, that he was not killed nor was he crucified. He was not killed nor was he crucified. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but rather it was made to look that way. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا, and indeed without doubt he was not killed. He was not killed. So he did not die a physical death. Allah Ta'ala then says in the next verse of the Quran Kareem, بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, that Allah Ta'ala then raised him to the heavens. And Allah Ta'ala is most wise and all powerful. So he did not yet die a physical death, but rather was raised bodily in the physical state in wakefulness into the heavens, where he is to this day. He will again descend to earth prior to the advent of Qiyamah. His primary mission during his second advent will be to kill the Dajjal. So Dajjal, as we know, the greatest liar, the great liar who will come before Qiyamah and will cause the greatest trial and tribulation to people's iman, the greatest test that Allah Ta'ala will send upon this ummah is the fitna of Dajjal. So his primary mission when he comes back will be to kill Dajjal. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will live on earth for a period and will then die a physical death. He will be buried alongside Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is with regard to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and specifically with regard to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala had given him great miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with many, many miracles, like the blowing of life into birds of clay, raising the dead, curing leprosy, etc. But all was done with the permission of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave him these miracles, but it was all carried out with our permission, and that is why he is considered to be one of the greatest Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but a Nabi and a human being nonetheless, not a God or son of God, as the Christians claim. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.